Welcome to another episode of NoahCast. The focus is on more AI features again. This time it's open seat detection. This is done again by pressing the A1 button on the Noah device, which cycles through different items or objects to detect, and the fifth one in the list is open seats. So when it takes a picture, Noah will mainly focus on looking for any empty chairs in the scene. So it will give a quick summary of where the empty chairs are located, how far away they are, and it will also try and identify the type of seating, whether it's a chair, sofa, etc. Open seat detection can be used when indoors and outdoors, and it is vitally important to make sure that I have an active internet connection, either through Wi-Fi or the hotspot on my iPhone. Let's just do a couple of quick demonstrations then. So we'll start with an indoor demonstration, and for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm actually just in my own living room, and we can try looking for an empty seat or an open seat, whichever you prefer to call it. And to do that, I press the A1 button a few times until I find open seats.
Item to detect. Text. Doors. Crosswalks. Stairs. Open seat.
And select to confirm.
I'm looking for an open seat. Please wait a few seconds.
There is a chair to your slight left, close by.
And it is absolutely correct. One of my armchairs is indeed there. I'm going to try an outdoor scenario now. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to pause the recording and walk down to my mum and dad's, because they have some garden furniture. So I'm quite interested to see if it works as well outdoors as it does indoors for open seat detection. Right, so I'm in Mum and Dad's back garden, and there is some garden furniture here. So again, let's try and do open seat detection and see what Noah picks up when it's outdoors. So A1.
Item to detect. Text. Doors. Crosswalks. Stairs. Open seat.
Select to confirm.
I'm looking for an open seat. Please wait a few seconds.
There is a bench to your slight right, close by.
So it says it's a bench. I think it's actually just a wooden chair. But again, it's got that there is an empty seat there. It's just not quite got that it's a wooden chair. Actually, I'll just ask Dad for confirmation of that. Yeah, so Dad has confirmed that it is actually a chair. It's not a bench. But it does know that there is an empty seat there. So again, the AI sometimes does get things a bit wrong at the moment, but when it works, as you can hear, it does work actually really quite well. Okay, so I've just gone back home to finish the recording, but I think the open seat detection is one of the AI features which is actually really, really useful. Okay, it did get the type of seating wrong out in my mum and dad's garden there, but I think you could forgive that. I think I can forgive that just because, I mean, it was a wooden seat, which probably did look a bit like a bench, in all honesty. But I like this feature. I use it a lot. And an example I can give is when I go into a cafe I like to go to, and the open seat detection is extremely useful when in this cafe for detecting empty seats. So yeah, I think this AI feature does do a really, really good job. So that's just some quick examples of why I find the open seat detection feature useful. If you would like more information about the NOAA device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelt B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. You can email me using the address noacastquestions@gmail.com.